At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today, we are joined by Jeff Birchfield, Iowa Falls Chamber Main Street Administrative Assistant. If you've heard the word maybe already, they're going to be having a celebration coming up to start the month of May. 50126, that's the zip code, that's the celebration title. And Jeff's going to tell us more about this upcoming celebration. And Jeff, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mitch, and spending some time with us today. Yeah, we are more than just a zip code this year, at least, here in Iowa Falls. 50126 is our zip code, but May 1st, 2026, we're going to have a downtown street block party celebration to celebrate the zip code, the area, the date, and showcase our downtown. And so we will have live acts coming in, okay? The doors will open at 4:30. From 5 until 7, our opener, The Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, will perform. And then after that will be the Pork Tornadoes, and they'll take the stage, and they'll close out the night. And they are just a fantastic band. If you like live music, the Pork Tornadoes is probably on your radar, because they are just the it band here in the state of Iowa. And we were lucky enough to be able to book them early for our 50126 event. So looking forward to a great night here in Iowa Falls, the zip code of 50126 on the evening of 50126. We'll have local restaurants that'll be open in the event area. We'll have food trucks that will be here to cater to the masses as well. Some of our local businesses in the event area will be open as well. So again, really an opportunity to showcase our downtown area and our community. And looking forward to a great celebration and just a great event. And would like to invite all of our listeners out there to come on over to 50126 on 50126.
And I need to ask, too, because I was looking around, if any other area town has done this before. You and I are talking zip codes before we started this.
Yes.
For example, Hampton is 50441. That'd be May of 2041.
Right.
Whereas my hometown of Allison, they would have done some back in 2002.
Sure.
Are you aware of towns maybe around at least north central Iowa, central Iowa, that have done something like this?
So most great ideas are generated by other people having great ideas and then someone taking that and making their own. Okay. I can't tell you, Mitch, who we can give credit for starting this. And it really wasn't. I wasn't even on board with the planning committee at the time when it was decided that Chamber Main Street would take this on. But I feel like it was something that other communities have done in the past in that 100-year time slot that works for them for a date that lines up with their zip code. And then they've shared that at different workshops and conferences. And other people think, hey, we should take a look at our calendar. And as luck would have it, May 1st, 2026 is on a Friday. And so a great opportunity to showcase our community and have a little in-town celebration.
Again, we're joined by Jeff Birchfield, Iowa Falls Chamber Main Street Administrative Assistant. Again, talking about their celebration, 50126. I don't need to tell you the date, because the celebration, it's nice to say the date and the celebration there. It's all in one. And I guess going off of that, how long have you guys been planning this? I know that's been in the rumor mill per se for a while, but how long have you guys been prepping for this here, Jeff?
So I've started my work here as administrative assistant for Iowa Falls Chamber Main Street in October or November, and it was already in the works at that time. Okay. And so as a result of me taking on this new position, I've jumped into helping plan and coordinate the event itself. So I would say as early as a year in advance. Maybe the idea was planted, and then this past summer, even more so. And I can also say that as a result of our downtown celebration during RAGBRAI last year, when we hosted thousands of writers and people from outside of our community, we had our streets sectioned off downtown for our live acts and beverage garden. And that also planted the seed that, hey, this is great for showcasing our downtown. And then the 50126 date aligned with the weekend and our zip code. And so that was the next idea, was let's take that same kind of idea with the stage and live acts set up downtown and do it for 50126.
So maybe you guys start planning this during 50125.
I think you might be right. Let's just say 50125 and shout out to whatever zip code that might be, Mitch.
Okay. So I want to, where we do with business, we like to talk about the local businesses and all that, the small town businesses. Tell our audience how this upcoming celebration, 50126, can really highlight your Main Street, your local businesses here in Iowa Falls.
Well, obviously, our downtown is just beautiful. You can come around from a variety of different communities, drive through the downtown area that is 50126, the zip code, and we can see storefronts that are all filled, vibrant businesses, local eating establishments that really speak to everything that Iowa Falls has to offer. Many of those businesses will be open during the event, maybe not all the way through 10 o'clock, but at least through some of the start time of the event and that type
of
thing.
Take advantage of it.
Absolutely. And we would encourage people to come down here early and get a chance to check things out beforehand, before the live music starts, and then enjoy the downtown celebration that we have. So, in fact, stay for the weekend. We've got some great things coming up at all times in our downtown Main Street area. And so come on down, stay for a while, and then we want to encourage you to come back.
So the band performances, will those be at Estes Park, you said?
No, they will be on the Main Street that is Iowa Falls. And so if we look here to, let me get my bearings here, Mitch. And yeah, right here. So this is Highway 65 that runs north and south. Okay, 502 Grill House, one of our local eating establishments there on the corner. And the stage will be set up right there in that area, running parallel to Highway 65. And so kind of the corner of Oak Street and Washington Street. And then for a full block, that will just be open for those to stand and watch the acts. And then there'll be places around the intersection where people can bring bag chairs that may not want to stand the entire time. We'll also have a beverage garden that will be open throughout the event itself. We'll have all, again, many of our local restaurants in our downtown area will be open during this time as well. And so we encourage people to bring their appetites with them on the street here, one block from the stage that is Stevens Street. There'll be some food vendors set up there, so we'll have food trucks. Okay, and then south will be where our Kaibos will be as well. We'll have entrances on the north, south, east, and west area in a four-block radius, basically. So north at Stevens and Estes will be one entrance point. On the west side at Washington and Main Street will be another entrance. On the south side at Stevens Street will be another entrance. And then on the far east side, where our stage is set up, on Washington and Oak. And so there'll be four different access points where people can come in and come into our event.
And finally, there'll be a lot of people here. What's the best places to park to get there?
So I would recommend for everyone that is interested to find Iowa Falls Chamber Main Street on Facebook and like us and follow us. Also, I would recommend to find the 50126 page on Facebook as well, and like it and follow us as well. We'll have parking areas throughout the community where people can park within walking distance, get to the event area itself. And we may be running some shuttles as well. And all that information will be communicated through our Facebook pages, I should say, through Chamber Main Street and also through 50126. We'll also have that shared on our website. If you are not following the socials and maybe not as electronically inclined, then feel free to call Chamber Main Street. And we'll give you more information and that type of thing, because we don't want there to be any barriers for people coming and experiencing our community and our event that is 50126.
So the socials there, like he said, if you're active on socials, follow them on Facebook, Iowa Falls Chamber Main Street, or their personal page, 50126. Again, we're joined by Jeff Birchfield, Iowa Falls Chamber Main Street Administrative Assistant. As we talk about 50126, and Jeff, we are running out of time here, running short. Anything else you'd like to add here briefly about the upcoming celebration?
Absolutely. This is a ticketed event, but it's a cashless event. Okay, so what does that mean? That means that we would ask that you purchase your tickets through Eventbrite, okay? And then you will show that ticket on your phone as you come in, and then you'll get a wristband and we'll be good to go, okay? If that is something that stresses you out, we do have a cash option at the door, okay? The tickets run $25 each plus fees, and so it's $28.17 or 37 cents or something like that. Or you can pay $30 at the door, and we don't make change, okay? So come in with $30 at the door, and we won't turn you away. It's also a 12 and under in free as well, and so it's an all-ages event, 12 years old and under. We'll have free access to our event. But again, I would encourage you to get your tickets, get them early through Eventbrite, and then those will be good on the day of the show. Doors open at 4:30.
Well, Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us, taking the time, and hopefully it's another great celebration for you guys here in the scenic city.
And one last thing, come to 50126!
All right. I don't have to say it anymore. You heard it from Jeff. Our thanks to Jeff Birchfield for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.